Okay. I just want to say, like, in terms of just this is something really personal. So just, I might offend you. I was going to say, don't be offended, but I might offend you. So I don't know.
So why even continue? Why? Like, why go down this path? Why?
I don't think I'll actually offend you, but I don't like when people say no offense, but. So I was just going to take the opposite tactic.
My question for you is, why continue with this thought?
Because it's related to both of us.
But if it's going to hurt my feelings, why do it?
I was just, all right, we can move on.
Great. That's, I win. I'm already winning the podcast.
Oh, hold up. Smell test. Go ahead. Sniff those pits. Now, your bits. Feet, toes, come on. Ugh. Could be fresher, right? It's all good. Old Spice Total Body Deodorant Spray is gentle enough to use all over your body, giving you 24/7 lasting freshness with daily use, from pits to toes and down below. So every smell test gets a... Shop for Old Spice Total Body Deodorant.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Welcome to Food News. I'm Juliette Littman.
And I'm David Jacoby.
Let's put 30 minutes on the clock.
30 minutes.
We missed an important trend last week, but we're hitting it right now. Have you heard about butterboards?
I have.
Butterboards are really confusing. It's like you take the charcuterie board and you replace the board with butter. And it's just like food appetizers on top of butter.
Starting with a hard disagree, least confusing thing in the world. When you hear the two words butterboard, you're like, yes, I understand exactly what that is. I love this. I'm going butterboard over cheeseboard. And I'm also, when reading this article, I was like, why are there not more flavored butters in my life?
I do love a good flavored butter, but they just seem so unsanitary. Like, just like you're just like all dipping your hands into butter at like a party.
I thought there would be knives involved. I didn't know you scooped the butter out of the board with your hands.
Or like with a chip? Or
no, a knife. Like just like a cheese board. That's where your head went?
Yeah, I just think it's unsanitary. It seems gross to me. Also, with cheese boards, it's like a bunch of different items. This is just like one schmear.
No, multiple schmears that you use a knife to spread on bread. This to me is better than a cheese board.
I don't agree. But I love cheese. So a cheese board is one of my ideals.
Big cheese supporter myself. But when I saw this, I've only had apple butter. Like what other flavored butters have you had? Salted butter, apple butter, what other butters?
Like a chive butter?
Never.
Oh my God. You're missing out, man.
I am. I want a butter board. Where can I get these things?
I don't know what you're up to.
Where can I get a butter
board? You also can make your own like flavored butter. My friend Steph does this.
Shout to Steph, but I will live a very long life and I will never make a flavored butter.
I think you should go to more like appetizing stores. Like you live close to Citarella, so you should go there. Like they'll have some flavored butters for you. They will.
Did you use the term appetizing stores?
Yeah, of course.
Stores that...
Yeah, like Zabar's. They're like, you know, they have a ton of like things for appetizing.
Okay.
For appetizers. You can't make this a I'm weird thing. This is a you're weird thing. I see your face.
I said nothing. I want a butter board.
Okay. I love butter, but not... This just like this display of it is really unappealing to me. I think also like... You're referring to different types of butter being available to you.
Yes.
What I find gross is like the large pallet of butter, then things placed on top of it. Like that, and that's like the real TikTok trend.
I understand that. So it's like if I take a knife and I like try to scoop some butter and my bacon butter mixes with my blueberry butter, then you're just ending up with a big like smoothie of butter on the board.
Right. Exactly. And I just think like that's gross to me.
If we worked on the vehicles in which the butter came, so they were separate, like small bowls, would that make you happy?
Yeah. If it was like a sampler, like a poo-poo platter of butters. But the giant slab of butter that we're all eating from grosses me out. Also because someone had to like lay that butter out on the board. Also, how clean is that board? A lot of cheese on a cheese board. It's also in a rind. It's just like a lot. It's just a lot more questions for
me. I'm glad we discussed this because you're more sane now than you were at the beginning of this conversation.
Thank you so much. Shall we move on?
Yes.
All right. Next, McDonald's is introducing Happy Meals for adults.
In.
Don't agree.
In.
I'm out. And here's why.
In.
So the deal is they're bringing back some of their old IP, basically. Like, instead of having like a Disney or Marvel character in a Happy Meal for adults, it's like something you might remember from your childhood, like the Hamburglar.
Yeah. Tell me more. Grimace, is he involved?
Yes, Grimace. He's involved as well.
What about that when you went to the playground and they had that—
Ronald?
They had the Big Mac prison cell that you could climb into from the bottom. Do you guys remember this?
You know, I haven't been to a play space in several years. Last time I went was with you, your mom, and your son at the play.
That's what we do. Family outing.
The one at Sunset Junction.
Some people go to the park. Some people go to the play space on Sunset Boulevard.
Well, I went with you. I don't even know if you remember this.
I do remember this.
Excursion. Shout out to your mom, Victoria.
Shout out to Victoria Dowling.
Anyway, they're bringing back their mascots, Grimace, Hamburglar, and Birdie, plus a new one called Cactus Buddy.
Who's Birdie?
I have no idea.
I don't know who. Wait, Birdie, wait, who's that?
I don't like this infantilizing of adults. Like, do you need a toy, Jacoby? Like, once you have this toy in your possession, is it just going into the trash? Are you saving it? Are you giving it to your kids? Like, what's happening to your Hamburglar toy from your adult Happy Meal?
I feel attacked, number one, because you know I do need a toy.
You do?
Yes. I want a toy with my meal. Imagine every restaurant you went to gave you a toy with your meal that you could then throw away 15 minutes later. I'm in.
I think I don't know how to doodle. Like, I'm very bad at drawing, but
I'm a terrible drawer as well.
I would rather have crayons to doodle with than a toy that I'm then responsible for.
Very quick aside,
yeah.
Non-food related tangent. When yes. I see people draw well, I'm like, you are a sorcerer.
I know, don't get it.
When someone looks at something and then recreates it on a piece of paper, I'm like, you're a magician. How do you do that with your hands?
I really don't know. I don't get it.
Don't trust those people. Good drawers, untrustworthy.
Nevertheless, I would rather have crayons than a toy. I would write my name over and over again or like try to learn how to draw.
I would say crayons, not crayons.
That might be a New York thing, crayons.
Crayons?
I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm saying it right or wrong, but that's how I've always said it.
Okay.
That's just me. Next. The New York Times asks, is matcha good for you? I'm really glad they asked this.
Me too.
So just a couple of things in this realm. I got to say, the price of iced coffee and like an iced matcha latte and like all caffeinated beverages.
Insane. It's rent.
So high these days.
Rent. It is absolute rent.
Side, quick personal food news. This morning, I was not feeling well. And I was like, I need to order in a bacon, egg, and cheese on a bagel. And I was like, to meet the minimum, I have to order several other things. And so I added a coffee, which was like a $5 large iced coffee from like bagel place, you know, five blocks away that I was too lazy to go to. And I was like, I can't believe local bagel place is selling me a coffee for $5.
Tough morning for Juliet Littman.
Just want to say, I thought better of it. I couldn't justify the expense.
Oh, good for you. I'm proud of you.
I didn't do it. I didn't do it. Also, I was like, if I'm having a bacon, egg, and cheese, I better get some steps in. So I didn't do it. But I spent like 10 minutes on the Grubhub app thinking about it.
But is matcha healthy?
Anyway, back to is matcha healthy. So matcha was not an option on my Grubhub app this morning. But matcha is grown differently than other green teas, leaves less sunlight.
Sunlight.
Yeah. Pretty interesting, actually.
I read that and I was like, huh.
Yeah, full leaves in the tea. Anyway, the article says there's no definitive proof that matcha is actually good for you. It seems likely that it is based on many of its characteristics, but there's no clear proof.
Couple things. Number one, this podcast has made me subscribe to the New York Times.
Uh-huh.
And one thing disappointed me, well, many things disappoint me, but one thing disappointed me about this is like, is matcha healthy? Question mark. And the answer was question mark.
Yeah, they don't know.
It's like, it's the title of the thing is matcha healthy? Like, let me know.
Well, they reeled us in, so they're doing their job. But there was one really important piece of information in this, which I really appreciated.
Give it to us.
So they were going over like some of the different likely positive aspects of matcha. One being antioxidants, one being L-theanine, which is an amino acid, whatever. The third, caffeine. It got its whole own paragraph. And here's what it said. While most people might not think about caffeine's health effects when drinking their morning cup of coffee, the evidence for its health benefits is fairly strong. What a win.
Every 6 days, there's a new study finds that drinking a glass of wine every day makes you live longer. Like, I think that they make these things up just to support our habits.
I guess so.
If caffeine is good for you, then we're going to live forever.
I just feel vindicated. I have so much caffeine every day. So this
is
a real delight for me.
Me
yes,
too.
Every day. I have like, here's my weekly La Cologne plug. It has 180 milligrams of caffeine in one can, which is equivalent to 2.25 cups, so it says. And I often have more than one can a day, so I feel great.
Sometimes when I recount my beverage intake, I'm like, how many of these beverages don't have caffeine? Water is the only one.
Yeah. I used to drink a lot of soda, which also has caffeine, but I've basically cut that out. And not even like for any reason other than I just have so much coffee that I don't really have time in the day.
You look at a soda, you're like, that could be coffee.
Yeah, I'm like,
it's
why?
It's an opportunity cost for you.
Which would I rather have?
Yes,
and I'm
exactly.
like, coffee.
Support it.
All right, next. This is a weird one.
I love this one.
I saw this on the rundown. The headline is Marshmallow Drops New Collection of Air Fryers.
And I thought it was Marshmallow as a product, not the DJ.
I thought it was Malamars. I was like, Marshmallow, Malamars? I love Malamars. Air Fryers? And then I was like, oh, the DJ.
The DJ. And then when you read the article, he's like, well, I travel so much that I naturally just rely on my air fryer. No one travels with an air fryer.
I know. This is like a big item.
It's like, even if you could, I could check three bags at the airport and there would be not an air fryer in sight. If you prioritize things that I pack when I travel, where would air fryer end up? 14,052?
Also, like, it would definitely be broken. Like, how do you carry that with you?
Yes, yes.
Maybe on his tour bus, he uses his air fryer. But, like, even so, I don't feel like he's, like, someone like him is doing, like, festivals all over the world. He's not going, like, city to city like an Almost Famous.
I feel like someone told him, they're like, Marshmallow, you now have an air fryer collab. And he's like, I do. And there's, like, an assistant manager that, like, did it. And he's like, I guess I have an air fryer collab. Like, you have to talk to this person on the phone for 30 minutes and talk about it. He's like, fine.
I mean, I will say this is a great advertisement for his YouTube channel because now I want to check it out because that's where this
Apparently
came from.
He cooks a lot.
He cooks a lot, cooking with Marshmallow. Who knew?
It is interesting. His name is Marshmallow, and he's like, you know what? What else can I do with this?
Yeah. He's a real brand savant.
I don't like it when rich people get extra rich. Like, you're good, dude.
That's how it works, man.
You're good.
Welcome to capitalism.
You get paid like $250,000 to just like spin records for a night. Like, why are you making extra money on the side? Save some money for the rest of us.
Here's what I don't understand about someone like Marshmallow. Or maybe this is the genius of someone like Marshmallow. Is he even the one doing the cooking channel? Like, it could be anyone. He's wearing his helmet.
Holy shit, you just broke my brain. What if there's multiple Marshmallows?
Yeah.
He's wearing a mask.
Yeah, it could
be
anyone.
What if there's 15 Marshmallows doing 15 congruent concerts around the globe?
Also, as far as I know, DJs just, like, push buttons. So, like, anyone could just, like, follow directions and push the buttons on stage.
Juliet.
Yeah?
Juliet.
Not in the studio, but on stage.
Juliet?
Yep.
You cannot disrespect one of the five elements of hip-hop like that.
I think that I'm not disrespecting... Like,
I think you are.
I'm not disrespecting, like, real DJs who, like, show their face, but these, like, I'm a producer DJ and I wear a helmet. I'm just like, I don't believe in you. Like, so, like a DJ who's, like, sampling music and, like, in the studio, 100%. That's an art. I get it. But, like, I don't know.
Sometimes
Marshmallow?
It's like, DJ Khaled has a new album out. I'm like, did he do anything on it?
Shout out to
DJ Khaled. Love that guy. But sometimes it's like, new album, DJ Khaled, number one on the charts. I'm like, what did he do?
What's the name of the Swedish guys? That no one knows their name, but then we found out their names.
Tiesto? I don't know.
No, they retired.
I'm an old
person. They're on Stronger with Kanye West. I can't remember their names. Fuck.
Neither do I. Let's move on to food.
Well, I saw them in concert once. I was like, they're just pushing buttons.
You saw them in concert?
Yeah, and I can't remember their name. It was at Lollapalooza in 2007. All right, moving on. Oh, wait, I just wanted to say one thing about air fryers. Yeah, I was in Chicago.
Do you have one?
I do have one. I never use it. And long conversation about this with my camp friends. It's basically just the same as a convection oven. So, like, there's kind of no point to it. This is just like a packaging farce.
Huh.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
I have a button on my oven that says quick preheat.
Yeah.
Like, why would I want normal preheat?
I don't know.
Why isn't that just preheat?
I don't know.
I've never been like, you know what? Let's slow cook the preheat.
Maybe it's like
of this
hot
cooking
in your apartment. They like want it to like take your time.
No, no one wants that.
I don't know. I really don't know. Okay. Next, we are casually discussing food with our producer, Mike, and he told us that Brussels sprouts have changed over time. And so then we wanted to know more. So this is not new news, but it's new to Jacoby and I. We just learned that, you know, about, well, what was it? In the 1990s, so in the last 30 years, they figured out in the Netherlands that they could cross-pollinate older, more tastier breeds of Brussels sprouts with the current mass-produced Brussels sprouts to make them taste better, which is kind of wild. So it used to be a bitter vegetable,
yes,
and now people like it more because it tastes better because of science.
I support Brussels sprouts.
I'm medium on them. I think they're really, like, just overdone.
However, as you read through this article, the chef, Toro Rosco, I don't remember her name, she says that she has someone peel leaf by leaf off the Brussels sprouts, which is quote unquote a full-time job, and then they flash fry that.
Yeah,
you can flash
fry anything.
Fry a baseball glove and it's good. And then they put bacon on top of it. I'm like, what are we even doing here?
Her name is Shannon Troncoso. Yeah, Brussels sprouts are good fried. I don't really like Brussels sprouts. I think they're like overrated. They're just
based on
how much butter you put them in. And like,
it's kind of everything.
Yeah, exactly.
But you don't like a butter board, apparently.
No, because that's not been heated and that's not fried. So
if I put a butter board in front of you.
Yeah, I'm going to try it.
Try it. You're going to love it.
I honestly don't think I would. I just like don't. I don't like butter in mass quantities like that. No, thanks. Makes me feel sick. Anyway, who knew that this is relatively new? Just this Brussels sprout that we're familiar with is new-ish in the history of Brussels
sprouts.
They've
got a bad reputation.
They do? I think they're really popular now. I think they've got a great reputation. They've just had a total rebrand in the last 20 years. They're on fucking every gastropub menu. You can't go to a bar with food without having Brussels sprouts offered to you.
Decent point.
Like,
pomegranates are the same. Like, remember when pomegranate juice became a thing? I was like, yeah. Who did this?
It's marketing. It's like someone's just like antioxidants and pomegranates. And like, there probably was like a surplus of pomegranates one year. And they're like, cool, let's make juice.
Let's hire a PR guy.
All right, next. This story is really confusing. It comes to us from the New York Post, and it assumes we have a level of understanding of finance that we just don't.
We just do not have. Shout to the people that like think I know this much about how markets work.
Yeah. So there's three guys in North Carolina.
One in Hong Kong. Peter Coker Jr. is in Hong Kong.
Yeah, he's in Hong Kong.
Yes, he's in Hong Kong, which is important to the story for some reason.
His father's in Chapel Hill, and their other partner is in Winston-Salem. So this is an ACC.
Yes, an ACC story.
Story of both UNC and Wake Forest.
In Hong Kong, which is also part of the ACC, joining in 2025.
There's no rules for conferences anymore,
yes,
so
exactly.
It's possible.
My point.
So they had a deli in New Jersey.
There just was a deli in New Jersey that made $13,000 a year, which is also tax fraud. I know you made more than $13,000 a year.
Tax fraud? Drug front? Like, I don't know, mafia front? There's a lot of questions.
So apparently
here,
what these three North Carolinians did was make like fake accounts and then buy it to make it seem more desirable.
Yeah. So,
and then it became first of all,
I'm just going to read from the article for a second.
Wait, you want actual facts to get involved in this conversation?
Well, then we can really understand your takes. I just really want to engage with you.
That's so nice of you.
I want to share some more information.
Let's share a butterboard.
From 2014 to 2022. These three men conspired to enrich themselves through a scheme to manipulate securities prices via a pattern of coordinated trading, which injected inaccurate information into the marketplace, creating false impressions of supply and demand for these securities. So basically, their company, Hometown International's only asset was this $13,000 a year deli in Paulsboro, New Jersey. And yet, the company, Hometown International, was valued at having a nine-figure market cap, even though all it had was this one deli.
It shouldn't be that easy.
I completely agree.
It should not be that easy. There shouldn't be just like three guys in North Carolina like having like beers being like, you know what we should do? Let's create a $100 million asset out of nothing. That shouldn't be that easy.
I know. I don't really understand it, but like I do often see, when I was living in San Francisco, there was a lot of corner stores like bodegas, but they were not really bodegas, that I was just like, is this a drug front? No one's ever here. You have such little inventory. I don't see anyone else coming in and out except for me, like, looking for, like, one item. And I'm just like, what's going on here? And I just feel like there's a lot more drug fronts than people realize.
I don't think they're drug fronts, but this shouldn't be this easy. I'm not in the finance world, and I'm not a smart person, but smart people in the finance world should be able to sniff this out and be like, and call bullshit on it, right?
It's true. Yes, they should. I just, like, I guess that is used to, like, prey on small investors. So basically they, like, present this to people being like, look at this amazing opportunity. And then they don't know anything. So, like, if, like, someone came to me and was like, here's an awesome opportunity to invest in this company with a market cap of $113,000, they would just be stealing my money. So that's the fraud,
I guess.
You would
never do it because you're not a dumb person.
Well, I don't know. Everyone's looking to get rich quick.
Shout to you when I called you not a dumb person. You're like, I don't know. Maybe.
Well,
maybe. Who knows? Who's the judge?
As discussed on another podcast.
It's all relative.
I believe that a narwhal was not real. I thought it was equivalent to a unicorn. So what do I know, Jacoby? You know?
I mean, I'm going to say something really dumb. Sometimes I'm like, Darwinism? I don't know. Let's fact check that.
Yeah, let's move on.
Okay.
All right. We talked about this kind of previously, but not completely.
Darwinism?
No.
Oh.
Pepper eating, which I just don't understand. But there was a competition to eat the world's hottest pepper, and it ended in a tie.
In London, very disrespectful to the Queen.
Sorry. You're right. They should have paused this.
They should have definitely paused this.
The pepper came from a farm in Wales with a reported rating of 2.48 million on the Scoville meter, the Scoville.
Yes.
The scale, but 2.48, the Scoville scale.
Sure.
That's the word.
2.48, but the ghost pepper is like 1.4, which we learned.
Yeah. So, I mean, basically these, it was called the dog's breath, and it's so hot that it was displayed at London's annual Chelsea Flower Show.
I thought it was dragon's breath.
It is true. What did I just say?
Dog's breath.
I'm having a day.
10 minutes.
It's called the dog's breath. Like, but no, dragon's breath is like so much cooler than dog's breath.
It is.
Yes.
10 contestants took on the pepper eating challenge, and after 11 rounds of increasingly hot peppers.
3 rounds of overtime.
Insane. 2 people tied.
Can you read the part where he talks about his friends and family? That's my favorite part.
Sure.
He's like, I had so many people there, I just couldn't give up.
Coming into this event, I felt like I had a target on my back. Also on top of that, the pressure to perform for all the family and friends that showed up. This win meant a lot to me. It's an awesome achievement. And Easton got a hometown winner. That's Easton, Pennsylvania.
I love that coming into this event, there's a target on my back.
Yeah.
Like, he feels like the Rams, like Super Bowl champions. Like, hey, listen, everyone circles their game on the calendar. Like, there's a target on my back because of my previous successes. And the friend, like, okay.
His name is Kelly Joel Myers. I want to give him his flowers.
Shout to Kelly. I love a woman with a man's name. I love a guy with a girl's name.
Sure.
Big into that. If, let's say you're really close with Kelly, really close. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm doing a pepper eating competition in London. Are you like, cool. That sounds great. Good luck. Or are you like, let me book my tickets. I'm there.
Very much
the former for me.
Yeah. I mean, like
good luck, dude.
I don't know.
You're flying out?
London? Sure.
No.
I like London a lot. It's not far from here.
No. All right. If I enter a pepper eating contest in Chicago, do you fly to it to support me?
Yeah.
Lies.
Yeah, I do.
Lies.
I like Chicago a lot. Great
lies
place.
From about, your mouth into this microphone.
It's all about the place. And also, like, who else is going? Do I have other friends going?
No.
Oh, just me?
Just you.
Well, for food news, sure. That sounds like great content.
Food news field trip.
Okay, we're going to move on to our taste test. Just one piece of internet ephemera. Nike is making dunks that are bagel themed. They look like a sesame bagel and they have blue swooshes and they're inspired by Montreal bagels. I don't know why it's Montreal bagels, which I've previously assailed on this podcast. And I just like, I kind of like don't get it. Can't just be like a bagel? What about the shoe is Montreal?
Wow. Yeah. I thought Nike's, shoes, bagels, Juliet Littman, cosign. Like I thought that was like a guarantee.
These.
I thought it was a guarantee that you would support it.
They're nice. Yeah.
I thought you would support this like just sight unseen. You'd be in. But you have to find the part that you have notes about.
Yeah, I mean, I obviously would like to have these. I'm sure I won't. I don't have the sneakers app,
yeah,
so like
please.
I won't be able to get these or whatever. But like,
no one gets any sneakers from the sneakers app.
Yeah, I'm not going on StockX. No way.
Shout out to my guy Lucian.
Anyway, I like these a lot, but I just don't understand what Montreal has to do with it.
My thing is like, there's not good looking sneakers.
I disagree. I like them.
Really?
Yeah, I like a neutral sneaker that's like a little interesting. I think they're really good for New York City, like cold weather.
Oh.
So I think I would look cool in these, but I know I won't have them. So whatever.
You had great sneakers yesterday.
Thank you.
Taste test.
Taste test time.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, we're doing cookies, man. This is from Chip City.
Chip City. One thing I love about this is you warm them.
Yes, and by you, you mean Mike Wargon warms
them. Of course, but they like give instructions, like you warm these cookies.
These are a big cookie. They look fucking delicious, and we have a few different flavors. We got lemon berry, funfetti, which I'm going to first, chocolate chip, chocolate peanut butter, white chocolate cranberry oat. Now, this place, Chip City, is a New York City thing. It's 11 locations. But this is just like the packaging screams Gold Belly to me. I feel like you can probably order these online.
I'm sure you can.
Though I haven't checked. And let's do it.
Let's do it.
They're like, these are fat.
Let's
ooh,
get into it.
Good.
Yeah, this is something. All right. Quick side. I don't like it when things are more
stuffed.
Than a serving
they're
size.
They're gooey inside. Oh, what?
This is not a serving size. This cookie.
See, I like this a lot because I love baked goods. And I would like this. I can just really like put it away. What flavor did you go for?
Chocolate peanut butter. It's awesome. Oh my God.
Oh, this is really good too. Wow.
Holy shit.
I'm having funfetti.
Chocolate peanut butter. I'm not even going to try funfetti.
One of the best things about being alive in the year 2022 is the fact that funfetti is like everywhere. I love funfetti.
I want you to repeat that sentence for the listeners again.
I stand by it.
One of the best things about being alive in 2022 is that funfetti is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
God, you're an amazing soul.
And go. All right. I'm going to chocolate chip next. It looks really good.
No, I'm going to chocolate chip.
Okay,
next.
Fine. I'll go to this white cranberry berry one.
No way. I'm not wasting my time on that one.
This looks good. It has jelly in the middle.
Oh, my God.
I love jelly.
That. You see this? You're
that
jealous.
Looks,
you're jealous
awesome.
Of this.
I'm having white chocolate cranberry oat. Mine's awesome.
One thing I like about the chocolate chip, it's like ordering a steak medium rare. It's not like fully cooked through.
It's gooey.
So it's giving me like gooey, like cookie dough vibes. Like, see the middle of that?
It looks really good.
It's not really cooked through.
This white chocolate cranberry oat, top five food for me is just like really good jam, preserves. And that's in the middle of this. And it's so good. I love it.
Top five food for you is jam?
Yeah.
That's not true.
Sarah Beth Preserves,
you lie into microphones all the time.
No, I don't. Sarah Beth Preserves is one of my favorite things in the world. For several birthdays, my mom has just sent me jars of it. I love it. Strawberry peach.
Shout out to
so
Betty
good.
Jane. Both of her moms got shout outs during this pod. They'll be happy.
Wow. This is really good.
Really good.
Once again, it's called Chip City. Check it out. I love it.
We have some very important personal food news.
We didn't know that we were going to share this personal food news.
And
we both got screwed.
Got screwed. I got absolutely screwed. You got actually double, triple screwed.
I was just like, all my stories this week are, I was lazy. I was too lazy to go to the grocery store myself. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to do Amazon Fresh. And I ordered heavy stuff, milk, iced coffee, seltzer, and Coke Zero. The only Coke Zero they had available was Dream Coke Zero. And I was like, oh, cool. Okay, fine. Different packaging. Looks nice. Whatever. Turns out Dream's a fucking flavor and it's fucking
a flavor.
Gross.
And it tastes like the things that I add to the bath to make bubbles. It's soap flavored Coca-Cola.
It tastes so bad. Also,
would they do this?
I love Coke Zero. And so to trick me into, and I'm like very brand loyal, to trick me into having Dream Coke Zero is like offensive. I'm really upset about it.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
It's Nightmare Coke Zero. It is not Dream Coke Zero.
And now I have 9 cans left.
I just want to tell the listeners that you are still eating the cookies while you're doing the pod. We're post-taste test,
yeah,
but you're still
really
into the funfetti.
It's really good.
One of the best things about being alive is funfetti. Don't you agree?
I'm not walking that back. I really believe it.
I tell you, it's probably, if I were to listen to the great things about being alive, funfetti would be somewhere in six digits.
I don't know. It's really high for me. I love it.
Okay.
I'm very happy. Great. Anyway, Coca-Cola Dream sucks.
Sucks.
Coke Zero Dream is like a lie. And I don't know what to do. If you'd like nine cans of this, hit me up. I've got it for you.
We spoke about it yesterday. I said, just put them on the stoop. Just let the world live that nightmare.
I'm going to do it. And just for like a little bit extra fun, I'm going to post on the free stuff part of Craigslist to let people know it's available.
Oh, I like that.
Thanks. I love seeing how fast it goes when you do that.
I love that as well. I think you should film it.
Okay. I'll try. All right. Last week on listener food news, or excuse me, last week in personal food news, you were talking about flats versus drums.
Oh my God. You are not a weight person at all.
No, I don't
like
them.
It's so weird.
I don't like
them. It's so weird how you have this just like intellectual gap about wings.
Wings and narwhals.
Yes.
Flats versus...
Oh my God, you're doing it again. We did this 30 seconds ago.
What is it?
Drums,
sorry.
Did I just live that? Is there a glitch in the Matrix?
I just black it out because I don't care.
You really don't care about wings?
No, not at all.
Wow.
I'd rather have funfetti in perpetuity than ever have a wing.
Oh, please. I'm big into wings.
Jacoby, what do the people say?
67% flats.
Yeah, okay, cool. Seems
if
easier
I
to
put
eat.
A plate of wings in front of you, would you know the difference?
I think drums, like it's like a drumstick type of chicken thing, right? Like that's like the bulbous head.
Oh my God. The words that come out of your mouth sometimes are so surprising. It's like a drumstick type of chicken thing with a bulbous head.
That's what I think of it.
I think we should put a warning in front of this podcast.
Why? I'm just...
Sounds sexy.
Well, that's the only way I could think to describe it. If you put chicken wings in front of me, I would get up and go find a snack. I don't want them.
Really?
Yes, it's too messy. It's heavy. Also, they're usually hot. I can't have spicy food.
I know you can't have spicy foods.
So I just, it's my affliction.
Can we tease a future food news event?
Sure.
We ate sushi yesterday.
We sure did, and we taped it all.
And you will get that episode eventually.
Who knows when? Thank you to Mike Wargon for producing this episode, and thank you to Ronak Nair for capturing our taste test. Don't forget to follow us on social media and send in your emails to listenerfoodnews@gmail.com.
You remember this? Good for you.
Finally. Have a great week, everybody.